morning, Arizona homeowners. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We'll be broadcasting for another half hour. I want to repeat our offer to any of you in Pima County that would like to go to the Saba Home and Garden Show, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. They've provided us with a very generous bundle of tickets. And as long as supplies last, if you'll email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, touch us through the website or Facebook, however you want to do it, give us your address, we will mail you tickets of four, family packets of four, to get you into the Saba Home and Garden Show for free. We'll be broadcasting live down there at the event, so we'd love to come in and introduce yourself and welcome you to the Tucson Convention Center for the Saba Home and Garden Show. Here in studio this morning, talking to Brad Patassi of the City of Maricopa Fire Department, a firefighter, a paramedic, as well as the public information officer. We were talking offline. You're also public information officer for Wildland Fire?
I do. I have the privilege of serving on one of the national incident management teams, and a lot of my summer spent out in the various parts of the country managing wildfires.
Well, we were very blessed in Arizona in that light this summer, weren't we?
We were. This extra moisture that we've had this past spring and through the summer has really helped us in throughout the Southwest area. You know, unfortunately, parts of the Pacific Northwest and Northern California weren't as lucky. But
we've got a son in Portland, and he would call. He said, "Dad, there's days you can't even see a half a block. There's so much smoke in downtown Portland."
It was the end of July and the entire month of August was a historical month in terms of wildfire in this country. We haven't seen that much fire since about 1910.
Well, I think the meteorologist as well as the firefighters call May of 2015 Miracle May.
I believe it.
We got more moisture in that month in Arizona than we've ever recorded.
And it had a direct impact on our fire season.
Yeah. So. Well, it made you guys available to travel.
It did. And that's the great part of our system. You know, if we're needed in other parts of the country, we go there, no questions asked, to help out.
Well, we were talking fire and smoke detectors earlier in the hour, as well as fire extinguishers. We've got a couple people on hold real quick, and I'm going to take Laura and Gilbert, and I'm going to take Mark and Tucson. Y'all hang on one sec. But before I do, just before the break, you touched on fire evacuation plans. Let's go into that. What should a family seriously consider doing?
Just planning out a worst case scenario. And it's critically important that residents in the home have a plan when things go bad. Because, you know, we never want it to happen. But unfortunately, as we know the reality of it, there are chances that we could have a house fire or a significant incident in the house where we need to leave quickly. So we really encourage families and residents to come up with a evacuation plan. It's just a simple process of sitting down at the table, drawing out your house, the different bedrooms in the house, and coming together with the best way to escape if need be. You know, sometimes it is to go out a window, but sometimes it's just everybody will meet in the living room and leave. We'll meet at this tree or the neighbor's mailbox, and we want to ensure everybody's out safely. One of the things we advocate for is keep it simple, because during an emergency, it's going to be high stress. It's not going to be necessarily fun time. So you want to make sure that it's simple. Leave the bedroom, go down the main hallway and out the front door. If you're trapped, you know, try to go out a window or another safe means to get out of the house. But what is essential is that everybody has a place outside to meet. So the adults, the caregivers, whoever it may be, knows if everybody's accounted for or not. Because as emergency responders come on the scene, we operate within a risk management profile, and we'll risk our lives to save savable lives. So if we know that there's still people unaccounted for, we're going inside that house and we're going to risk the lives of the entire fire crew and everybody there to ensure that we can get somebody out if it's savable. Part of that is when we arrive at a house, if a family has a good evacuation plan or residents has a good evacuation plan, they can see the first firefighters on scene and say, "Hey, we're all out. We're all safe." Mm-hmm. That's a huge, we'll still go in the house. We'll still, you know, work on putting the fire out. We'll still search the house just in case and go after pets or anything we can take out, valuables. But for us to know that all the human beings are out safely is a big relief. And that is the plan.
You're going back into a highly toxic, smoke-filled, burning home, but you're doing it not only specially trained, but with about 120 pounds of special equipment strapped to your body.
It's a lot of a lot of hard work and effort, but there's not a firefighter on the job that wouldn't do it in a heartbeat. And so that's what we wake up in the morning to do. That's why we're here. And we need help from the residents and the community to have great evacuation plans so they can do what they can, because it's going to take us about 4 minutes to get on scene, and fire is going to grow, you know, exponentially in that time. And so what we can do and what residents can do for that first notification of a problem through the working alarms in the house, through the potential of a fire extinguisher, and then, you know, critically to get out of that house safely, is really going to put us at an advantage when we get there.
Spreading information in this, the Fire Safety Week, Fire Safety Month, with Brad Patassi of the City of Maricopa Fire Department. Let's go to the calls. We have Laura, who's been very patiently holding, calling from Gilbert. Good morning, Laura. How can we help you this morning?
Well, I have an 18-year-old house, and it has hardwired smoke detectors, but some of them are between 14 and 16 feet up.
Okay.
I'm curious, if we do change them all, I have 9, is it best to go ahead and hire this out? Or what type of person would I hire to change these?
That's a great question. Brad, you were saying that y'all are actually getting called out to a lot of subdivision calls in Maricopa about this very same thing.
We do. We get called out. And one thing I would recommend, obviously, it's something a general contractor could probably take care of for you. But if you want to look at the best ways to replace those detectors, give your local fire department, give the Gilbert Fire Department a phone call, call their fire department. Fire Prevention Division, and they can have somebody come out and take a look at for you. If not, probably a general contractor would be able to get a ladder up there and switch all those out for you. But please do, those detectors are ready to go.
Yeah, and Laura, I'll tell you that one of the companies you can call to do that is a security company that also, doubles up with their fire security program. And, of course, we have Tecna Security here in Maricopa County and Pinal County. You could certainly ring Jared at Tecna, and he could arrange to get those updated for you, especially the hard-to-reach ones.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Babe?
The number for Tecna is 877-835-6287. That's 877-835-6287.
All right. Very good. Mike, Mr. Reish, why don't you take us down to Tucson? Let's visit with Mark. Good morning, Mark. I hope you're having a great, super fantabulous Saturday morning. Let me introduce you to Brad Patassi of City Maricopa Fire Department.
Well, thanks so much for your show. Another great show as usual.
Thanks, man.
And thanks for the write-up you did on my orchard down here in Nearvale.
Oh, okay. Right.
And anyway, about 11 years ago, I'll say, I bought a 3-pack of First Alert fire alarms, smoke detectors.
Okay.
From Costco, good deal kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then I've never used it. It's in the package, and I see. I just pulled one out, and on the back it says, looks like a date of 2006, March 27th. I'm guessing that was its manufacturer date. Is it still okay for me to use this? If they, it's almost 10 years old.
Brad, you're actually motivating people to go to packages they haven't opened in 10 years to take a look at it. We're getting them to do something.
That's incredible. Incredible. Mark, I'd recommend you not install those. Even if you have another year left in them, just go out and start completely fresh.
Okay.
We're recommending 10 years is the limit, and you're so close to that threshold. We want to make sure that if you're getting up on ladders, if you're installing them, just do it once safely. So, unfortunately, I think the time has passed on that 3-pack.
Even if it's been the bubble plastic package for all that time.
Even if it has.
Okay. And I noticed on the instructions it says you should always replace the smoke alarm after 10 years from date of purchase.
It
says write the purchase date on the space and provide in the back of the unit.
And Mark, let me give the mic to Brad. Brad, before he goes out and replaces those, why don't you talk about what you put in at your house?
So I've installed the Nest CO detector smoke alarm in my house. I'm working towards that kind of smart technology in the household. I've really enjoyed that product. It's done a great job. It alerts my whole house whenever I'm making bacon. But more importantly, it keeps me connected to if there are any issues going on in the house or not. So, there's products out there that are including more technology into just that standard smoke detector. And if something that the residents or people in the home are interested in kind of looking into some of those newer technologies out there in the market as well. And it just can keep you kind of connected more to what is going on in the house, especially if you're away for long periods of time.
Well, and you connected your CO smoke detector Nest units to your Nest thermostat. If the smoke detector goes off, talk about what the thermostat does. I thought that was brilliant.
So that, it's just these advances that they're making in fire protection, fire prevention is if there's an emergency in my home, the smoke detector will talk to our air conditioning unit and it shuts off the air handler. So it avoids circulating that smoke throughout the home and potentially some of that heat as well. And so it helps create a better environment in the home. So it will alert, and then if it's an emergency, it will shut off the air handler, the fan up there.
Mark, it's manufactured by Nest. Brad, you were actually saying you just bought yours right off Amazon, right?
I did. Yep, yeah. They're available on Amazon.
Not horribly online. Expensive.
They're not horribly expensive.
What was the kit?
It's the smoke detector itself. I don't remember off the top of my head. It's more expensive than the standard. I know you can get some for $10. Here you're looking $100 and change or so. But it's... For me, I want to protect my family, so I'll save a little bit of money and I'll put that technology in the house.
Mark, we appreciate you calling.
Thanks so much.
You betcha, man.
Thank you, Mark.
That is critical. It's 10 years from date of purchase. There's a reason for that. There's actually a woman in my office, Sarah, that lives up in Anthem, similar age homes as Maricopa, but they were both going about the same time, hot and heavy. And they've gotten to the point where they actually have to take canned air and take each one apart periodically every couple of weeks or every month and blow it out. Now it's time. That's telling you it's just time for them to replace those units.
Absolutely. And proper maintenance is key. You know, we always talk about the importance of the battery. You know, we want to make sure that engine's ready to go in case of an emergency, put the gas in the car.
And there's a particular battery y'all recommend.
Now it's down with the invention of those long last, ion 10-year batteries, lithium batteries. We encourage residents to put those in so that instead of changing out the batteries, you just check the alarm once a month to make sure everything is good. We've seen a lot of success in those.
And the great thing I understand about the long life batteries is they die very slowly. So you're given a long warning time between the time they've gone from weak to dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's critical that people don't ignore the warning signs.
Absolutely.
When it starts chirping and it's waking you up in the afternoon, or in the evening, it's time to get new ones.
We're wrapping up with fire safety, Mr. Brad Patassi of City of Maricopa Fire Department, when we get back right here at Rosie on the House.